My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are nearing to celebrate the suffering and death and resurrection of the Lord, the gospel readings for the past few days are about the controversy between the leaders of the Jewish people, religious leaders, especially the Pharisees and the scribes. Controversy because the Pharisees was eyeing Jesus in his every move. They are accusing Jesus as blasphemer, and they were accusing Jesus healing on Sabbath. So they decided to find a way to kill Jesus. In the gospel today, they wanted to kill Jesus, but it is not time for Jesus to be killed or to suffer. And his words precipitate a crisis for those who hear him. And the crowd's reaction vary. Some say he is the truly the prophet. And others are saying he is the Messiah. But still others, those who have already made up their minds to reject him, are as always ready with their scriptural arguments. These are the learned Pharisees who they believe they are well schooled in the scriptures. Paradoxical as it sounds, nothing could blind one more to God than the Word of God. In the gospel, the Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not the scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem? My dear brothers and sisters, one would have thought that those who genuinely look for the Redeemer promised by God would be more open to deliverance in whatever form, however unexpected, and no matter how ill-informed, conform to their scriptural interpretations and theological speculations it might turn out to be. So division occurred in the crowd because of Jesus' words. Because of Jesus did healing sick on the Sabbath, proclaiming that he is the Son of God. This is true whenever Jesus' message is proclaimed in Jesus' time. And in the evangelist within his community. And this is true also in our time. It will also create in us division. If we believe in Jesus, we will proclaim him as the prophet and the Messiah. If we have already in mind that he is not the Messiah and the prophet, as like the Pharisees, it's up to us. And Matthew says in his gospel, whatever does not gather with me scatters. My dear brothers and sisters, those of us who accept Jesus will rise with him, and those who reject him will fall to the pit of judgment they have dug for themselves. So we pray as we are nearing to celebrate the suffering and death of Jesus. We pray that in our hearts we repent of whatever we sinned against Jesus by not accepting him and proclaim that he is our Lord and Savior. Amen.